It has been almost 1 month since the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the accused gunman. Keystone Crossroads contributor Anne Lee Herring reports that capital punishment raises both moral and religious questions.
11 Jewish worshippers were killed in the shooting, which has been deemed the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history. The next day, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady announced his office would charge the suspect, Robert Bowers, with hate crimes for each fatality.
And each of these counts is punishable by death. Know that we will spare no effort or resource in ensuring that the defendant is held fully accountable for his unspeakable and hateful crimes.
While Bowers could face execution for targeting Jews, the faith itself makes it difficult to execute someone. Jewish law says two eyewitnesses must show the accused killer acted intentionally, and that the accused received and acknowledged warnings that the crime would be punishable by death.
In order for capital punishment to take place, the level of proof would be so high that it would almost never take place.
That's Rabbi Eli Spitz. He leads a congregation in California and has written about capital punishment. He says that even though Jewish scripture allows the death penalty, early rabbis worried it could be abused by the powerful. And he notes that the Jewish state of Israel has carried out only one execution of Holocaust architect Adolf Eichmann. Still, Spitz says execution would be appropriate for the Tree of Life attack.
Hate crimes of all kinds, whether on race, religion, gender identity, requires a community to state in the strongest terms, this is not who we are. This will have no place.
At a rally to honor the victims of the shooting, Pittsburgh native Ruth Berry says she disagrees. Standing in the cold rain, she says government shouldn't use death as punishment.
I believe that belongs to something a little higher than all of us. I can't judge.
Duquesne University law professor Bruce Ledowitz says execution once was a religious ritual meant to help defendants pay for their sins, or to, quote, get right with God. But in the modern United States, he says it's become a punishment reserved for the most culpable. He finds that problematic.
The death penalty that we actually have calls upon us to make a moral judgment, which is almost impossible to make, which is, among all the killers, which killers are the most morally reprehensible?
Ledowitz says that decision is entirely arbitrary. In a more objective system, he says, either every murderer would be executed or none of them would be. As it stands, though, juries weighing the death penalty must consider what motivated the accused, a process Ledowitz says could be painful.
People who call for the death penalty do not understand how hurtful to survivors it is to have to sit through a sentencing hearing in which we have to seem to care about why the defendant did what he did, when really nothing would justify it.
University of Pittsburgh law professor Jules Lobel adds there's little to justify the death penalty as well.
The state should not be in the business of killing people. And they should only be in the business of killing people if it's in self-defense, if there is an imminent danger to the population.
Lobel says this is not a risk with the alleged shooter at Tree of Life, now that he's in federal custody and will likely spend the rest of his life there if convicted. Lobel was friends with some of the worshippers who were killed. But he says society must be humane in punishing the alleged gunman.
Just like I would oppose punishing somebody by rape if they raped somebody, or punishing somebody by torture if they tortured somebody.
Rabbi Spitz in California agrees that overusing the death penalty could make society less humane. But he says that crimes like the Tree of Life shooting pose a more immediate threat.
What's distinctive about it is the nature of community, the nature of the social fabric, that a mass murder based on hate or a crime based on hate is an attack on society itself.
Ledowitz of Duquesne says society can better protect itself by expelling such criminals as quickly as possible. And if it weren't for the death penalty, he says, the alleged shooter would be found guilty and never be heard from again. Anne Lee Herring, Keystone Crossroads.